This summer, Allegheny County experienced its first ever code red heat advisory amid a larger heat wave across much of the eastern and central United States. The Allegheny Front's summer interns, Isabel Kim and Kira McCaig, talked with residents about how the weather's been affecting their daily lives, what they think might be driving it, and their understanding of climate change and global warming.
What's your just general thoughts on weather these days?
Just, it's too out of whack, like it's all over the place.
The heat wave has been definitely uncomfortable the past couple weeks.
I've never had a summer like this before in my life. As far as the rain goes, the heat, things are definitely changing.
I think it's the weather's been up and down, unpredictable, because we done had hot days in the winter time and we done had cold days in the summer. So it's kind of backwards here.
So you get a lot more flooding, you get a lot more hazardous conditions and stuff like that. It's like living under a rock if you don't see what's going on.
Has any of those problems affected you, especially in your daily lives?
I have to use a lot more energy at the house. The budget is different, like the pay is not going up, but the energy bills are going up.
When I was younger in the summer, we didn't have air conditioning. Most of the cars didn't really have air conditioning then. And now it's almost like you come outside and get sick. You can't really like breathe that well, especially for older people too. They're kind of like bound to their house now. That's kind of what I see that's really different from when I was growing up.
One day you need a jacket and then the next day you don't. And then it's raining all week, one week, and it's just all over the place. And
then what do you think of the reason why it's getting worse?
I think like a contributing factor is global warming.
Definitely what us as humans are doing to the environment. I don't think climate change is something, you know, fake or made up.
Because we consume a lot and we trash a lot. We use a lot of different things that pollute the air and all types of stuff.
We're killing our planet.
I feel like climate change is definitely a thing based off of our pollution as humans. I also do think the Earth has like a natural cycle, and I do think the Earth is able to heal itself. But I don't know, it's tough for me to say how much climate change has affected the temperatures now.
What's your just like general knowledge or thoughts, anything about the global warming or climate change?
Global warming. I really don't know at this time.
I mean, I don't honestly know much, I'll say that. Yeah, nothing. I mean, I'm definitely not very educated on climate change subject as well as global warming.
Back in college, The Inconvenient Truth came out and it was all about climate change. And I was super into that and watched the documentary, read the book. It's happening and it's been happening for the past, 15 years, and everything that was kind of predicted in that book and documentary has happened.
Pollution definitely has gotten bad. There's a lot of corporations. I feel like big businesses have taken over. Like there's a lot of pollution in the air. Electric cars are not as like popular as we wish they were.
I know it's mostly from our vehicles and everything like that. I think we should get off the gasoline, and that's a big contributing factor.
We have to like recycle more, you know what I mean? Like eat cleaner, do more clean things to help replenish the earth, I would say. Yeah, I think we could, let the earth rest a little bit.
Do you have any of your own source or where you got that information from?
I do not have an exact source that comes to mind. Like over time, I've heard, multiple sources for one thing and then multiple sources for the other.
Social media, TikTok, Instagram, the news. I mean, it's very like prevalent in everything. I mean, we can see it. The weather's changing. Like you see the cause and effect.
I was just on my way home and listening to Bernie Sanders podcast, and he talked a lot about climate change, and really I'm getting the information from just really living and traveling.
We just heard from Jimmy Fries, John Hopkinson, Caitlin Frew, Kevin Cunningham, Kamal Suturia, Diana Purdom, and Kalia Smith in an audio postcard produced by our interns, Isabel Kim and Kira McCaig, from interviews they conducted in the south side of Pittsburgh. Michael Mann is one of the leading voices on climate change. You've probably seen his hockey stick curve graph showing how dramatically our fossil fuel use has warmed the Earth. couple of years ago, I spoke with him about his book that goes back to the planet's deep history to look for clues to get us out of the climate crisis. In Our Fragile Moment, Mann, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, writes that we've been living on a Goldilocks planet. It's not too hot and not too cold. It's just right for us humans. But he says this is a moment when all of that could change.